Down south here, it seems that a reverence for the forefathers of the tribe and family is the common factor in their many beliefs. This is, you know, sometimes called ancestor worship. Standing behind the very first ancestor of the tribe, they say, is the high god, the one who, so to speak, gave a start to the tribe by creating the first tribesmen. The high god has many names, which vary, of course, from tribe to tribe, and in most cases they believe the communication with him can only be made through special persons and the ancestors. On such occasions there's often a form of religious service with appropriate music, and this is an example from Rhodesia.
District from which that piece of music came, there is a general belief that those who die retain their own identity for as long as anyone living can remember anything about them. That means that the ordinary people who lived a good, busy, but undistinguished life are not remembered for long, but heroes and chiefs with legendary reputations remain as stars in the ancestral regions for many centuries, before they themselves merge into the great nucleus of their tribal past.